Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey. Across the way, I've got one lady from Animals Requesting Friends here today. It is happens to be also the one I see every day. Good morning. It's Dodie Dickey. How are you doing today, Dodie?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Thanks.
Dodie is also the president of Animals Requesting Friends, and it would appear to be president for life. Is that how?
I bet Teresa Bullard's sneaky. 15 years ago, says, I'm going to have some knee surgery. Will you take over for 6 months?
Yeah.
Sure. Sneaky. That was 15 years later.
So what you're telling me then is, Animals Requesting Friends has been around for how long now?
We are celebrating our sweet 16.
Sweet 16. Yes. How about that? Can you drive?
We can drive now.
Well, you know, that's the thing. There are probably, I will bet you, it's 16 years of Animals Requesting Friends providing, helping to provide low-cost spay and neuter certificates or spay and neuter surgeries to dogs and cats in the area. I'll bet you there are still probably some dogs remaining from like that initial year or the initial first couple of years. Would
probably
you think?
So. Probably some cats and dogs.
And one of the reasons for that is spay and neutering kind of helps longer life, right?
Right. Reduces their chances of cancer of their reproductive organs. So they're more likely to live longer, from not getting cancer, not fighting, wandering, ran over from wandering to
taking off,
find,
going all over.
Find other animals in heat. Yep.
In other words, catting around.
Catting around. You're familiar with that, aren't
you? I have heard of that. I have heard of animals doing that. Tell me how Animals Requesting Friends is celebrating this sweet 16.
We are celebrating our sweet 16 with a $30, first time ever in the history of ARF, $30 spay-neuter discount coupon.
$30 coupon.
Yes. And actually, that was in everyone's mailbox in Wayne County on September 27th. In Fairfield, we got ours like on the 24th. If anyone still has their old mail laying around, it was a direct mailer that went into every mailbox in Wayne County in late September in celebration of that. But the coupon is still good through December 1st.
Okay, so this is basically a two-month coupon, a little over two months.
Yeah, we celebrate big.
That is a big deal.
And it's cat or dog.
What is typical?
What is typical? What do
What's
you mean?
Typical money the your coupons are?
We normally are 20, and on a special occasion we'll do 25. So this is a biggie. $30 is a nice chunk. And if you take $30 off neutering a male cat, you should only be paying an additional $10, $15 at the most.
And,
very affordable.
And it makes it depends on the animal, probably, of the size and age of the animal, probably how much of a break that is on the
dogs,
on a dog, yeah. Or on a females cost more.
Female dog is the most expensive spay neuter surgery, yes, but $30 would probably bring it down to around $50-$60, guess.
That's still a pretty nice knock.
It's a nice deal. Very nice deal. And if you did not get it in your mailbox, you just go to www.arfcares.org, and it's right there on the homepage. Click and print it. Go crazy. If you've got five cats, print five. Take them in. You got till December 1st to do so. And if you don't have a computer printer available, just call Linda at 599-7249. Linda Headley handles all of our phone requests and online requests, and she'll stick one in the mail to you, or five, whatever you need.
That's one other thing that folks may not realize. If you've got a herd of cats sitting around your farmhouse, it doesn't do very much good just to spay one or two of them, does it? Spay and or neuter.
If you can only do one or two at a time, that's a start. But the more, if you can get through your whole group, you'll see pretty much an immediate change in their behaviors, and your population will come to a screeching halt. And a great time to start is Sunday is National Feral Cat Day.
This Sunday.
October 16th. The nation is celebrating National Feral Cat Day. It is an event that was created by the Alley Cat Allies. And they, if you go to nationalferalcatday.org, they have over 1,200 actions that are taking place to help cats for this event.
Throughout the country?
And ARF is one of them. We put our information on this site to participate, letting everyone know about our $30 coupon. Take advantage of our $30 coupon and go take care of your feral cats. And we do have four live traps that we'll loan free of charge.
How much usage are you seeing from the lending out of the traps?
I think we have one out right now. We have three waiting. They're ready to go. Anybody needs a live trap, we'll deliver.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, now tell me a little bit more about this coupon. It's $30 instead of the normal $20. Is if I'm calling you from Carmi, or if I'm calling you from Flora, am I available to use this thing, or is this only a Wayne County deal only?
That Wayne County low income Wayne County residents and community cat caregivers in Wayne County use our coupons.
Like cat colony caregivers.
Even a community cat. If you have a cat running around in your neighborhood, you don't know who it belongs to, snatch it up, take it in, let it back free. It'll be fine.
Snatch it up, take it in, bandaged.
It'll be fine.
Go to the emergency room. Get your bandages taken care of.
We have done that to several cats in our neighborhood, everything's okay.
That's the thing. You run into a few, and a lot of the folks involved in Animals Requesting Friends are, I presume most of you are pet owners, right?
Most of us are, yes.
Most of you will probably also do that thing of picking up a cat that is just a neighborhood cat.
Yeah.
A neighborhood
community
cat.
Community cat is kind of
they call them community call cats? Them.
Yeah.
Just because the cat will eat at like one house at one night and one house the next night, or maybe four or five houses the same.
A day, right.
A day, yeah.
Okay.
And that's one of the things. Have you noticed, how do you tell, how do you tell if it's working, your efforts? How does the ARF organization, how do you tell if how effective your certificates are being, or I guess you know how many certificates are being used?
Right. Yes. That has leveled out. The demands on our funds have been about the same throughout the last 2-3 years, and there's a big demand. But we haven't had the major increases like we did 10 years.
Yeah,
10 years ago.
As the organization really got ramped up, you were getting you were doubling up every year, weren't you?
Oh yeah, it was huge demands on the funds, and now we're looking at about $13,000 a year, give or take. So, but yeah, the feedback from the shelter workers, that is very encouraging. They are still, of course, hundreds of cats are going through our local shelter, and until they have zero, we have work to do.
How do you whenever there's a cat that goes through the shelter and somebody adopts a cat, now are these folks they're being told about these coupons, right? Or are they being given a coupon?
I believe so. Yes, I believe they are encouraged to go to arfcares.org and request the coupon or give us a call.
I'm talking with Doty Dickey. She's the president of Animals Requesting Friends here in Wayne County. And how big is the organization?
Our board of directors, that's the real backbone of the organization. I would say on membership, probably around 100, maybe even closer to 200. But our board of directors consists of...
We'll mention those in a few minutes. I was just wondering how big, because the members, basically, the membership is where you're pulling the funds in for this $13,000 a year, right?
It is. Our biggest fundraiser of the year is coming up for the ARFS Halloween Hairball on the 29th of October, and that is, like I said, our biggest fundraiser of the year, and thanks to many of the organization or the businesses around that helps that become our biggest fundraiser.
We're going to talk about the ARF Halloween Hairball coming up here on the next segment of the Bruce Dickey Show. Like I said, I'm talking with Dodie Dickey. She's the president of Animals Requesting Friends here in Wayne County. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back after these. Back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. It's 9:27, 54 degrees outside, a little bit chilly today. Going to supposedly warm up to a high of 68 if that sun starts peeking out. You got to presume it will come out here eventually. As my guest across the way is Dodie Dickey. She's the president of Animals Requesting Friends here in Fairfield, and before we get to the Halloween Hairball, tell me a little bit about the big old deal that went on last month. You guys put on a big old show, don't you?
Big show at the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest, our ARF's Outrageous Dog Show. We had
no cats at that. You don't bring the cats out for
probably for not a good show? Idea to bring the cats to the dog show. Because we had, was there 19 dogs
participating?
So that's a lot of dogs.
But you have 19 dogs participating. In addition to that, though, don't you? You can walk through the audience and you're seeing dogs. Folks, that's where folks get opportunity to bring their dogs up to the Fun Fest anyway, right?
That's
maybe not supposed to, but they do.
Well, they can bring them to the event, and they. I think this year was mostly they all were participants. It was really a good turnout and the huge crowd to watch. It was fun. People go all out. We have six categories and we give huge cash prizes.
What are the cash prizes? Give $100 or
$100 bill, yeah, to the most outrageous.
I've been asked this before. The judges have a tough job up there, don't they?
They do. They're from the Fairfield Community Health Center. They do a great job. They sponsor the event.
How do you pick most outrageous dogs?
I don't know. The guy that had his that was the guy that dressed his dog up like the show with the bearded dudes. What's it called?
Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty. Yeah, thanks. So that was pretty funny.
You had a Duck Dynasty winner this year.
We did.
Huh?
We did. Yeah. It's pretty good.
When the dog, as part of, did they do tricks? Would the dog like blow a?
I don't think it hit.
blow a duck commander whistle or whatever.
No, I don't believe he had any tricks. He just looked pretty cool.
What kind of dog? Do you remember?
It was like a.
I didn't know if it was a hunting healer. Dog. So it was a hunting dog.
I think so. Yeah.
They put a beard on him?
I did.
I'll be darned.
The beard, the sunglasses. It was great.
So now that's one of the things that Animals Requesting Friends does to basically get your name out in the community and get folks knowing what you do.
That is one of our huge community event. In 2016, ARF, we're looking at the Halloween Hairball and the Outrageous Dog Show are our only two events in 2016. The Outrageous Dog Show is an event that we do just for the community. And then the Hairball is the fundraiser.
All right, let's talk a little bit about that big old hairball. You're getting a new band in this year?
I don't think so. I don't know if that'll ever happen. Torn and Frayed are back for their, 14th performance?
How many hairballs has this been?
It's 14. Because they played them all.
Okay, so it's 16 years of the organization.
Mm-hmm. I think we started right in on the hairball when we were a year old, pretty sure.
Get good crowds for that?
Get a huge crowd for that. 250.
No kidding. Where's that going to be?
That's at the upstairs at the Elks, Fairfield Elks Lodge.
Okay.
We'll start Yappy Hour at 7 with some great food, and then the Torn and Frayed will start at 8 o'clock.
You say great food.
Yes, we are going to have great food.
Tell me a little bit about what you're expecting. I know that this isn't just, you're not just bringing in the finger foods that potluck from the ARF members,
there'll
are
be a lot of finger foods. It is a $20 ticket, so you're gonna get your belly full and have a great time and hear some great music.
What's the food?
And Matt Kenny's going to do some smoked pork burgers for us.
Whoa,
yeah, yum.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Folks, If folks haven't had a smoked pork burger,
Matt Kenny's smoked pork
Matt Kenny smoked pork burger. This
then
is
you haven't
really
had a pork
something.
Burger, right?
it's really something to. I mean, it's different from any kind of pork burger you've ever had, right?
It's good. It's delicious. So and they last all night long. If you want to grab a sandwich, if you can't show up till later in the night, don't worry about it. They'll still be good.
They're still good, and they're still under typically. Under glass or not under, well, I guess glass.
Well, I think he foam coolers them up, which makes them,
I didn't
fine.
Know if he foam coolered them or if he threw them in a big old roaster pan.
And then John's Butcher Block, he's going to donate some deli trays. That's yummy. And we'll have sandwiches from Subway, and we'll have shrimp from Fairfield Produce, and we'll have veggie trays. And then I'm sure Toys Ann up the club will make some Jello shots for dessert.
Now,
that's the best dessert, right?
Is that right?
I think so.
She gonna put whipped cream on those?
She
things
might,
too?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think whipped cream, like with use a Bailey's or something for the whipped cream. We do have a call here. I don't know if you want to take a call on the show. It's up to you.
I don't care.
Morning, you're on the radio. Do you have a question for Doty?
No, Rachel. Question for Doty. Hello.
Hello. Did you have a question for Doty?
Actually, I'm a former Humane Society employee, and I have some information for her that I think she could use.
I tell you what, I've got your number here, and I'll have her give you a call off the air, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very kindly.
You got it. Let me make sure I got that written down. This thing's a lot of fun. On the when is the hairball?
It is coming up. It's Saturday, October 29th. Like I said, 7 o'clock Yappy Hour, and then at 8 o'clock Torn and Frayed we'll play. We'll be giving away over $700 in cash money.
You're kidding!
And then tons of fun prizes.
Wait a minute! Whoa! $700 in cash.
$700. Carnaby Square gives us $250 for the best overall. Le Mans Chevy Chrysler gives us $200 for the best.
So
group.
Now hold on a second. Do I have to go if Carnaby's giving $250 for the best overall?
Yeah.
Does that? Do I need to go to Carnaby to buy my costume? would that work out?
Good, sure.
I guess it could.
It could. You bet. Okay, I don't think she really has a Halloween costume, but if you wanted to dress like a really nicely dressed woman,
if I was wanting to dress up like a fashionable woman,
you would do okay.
I'm not sure she has anything in my size.
She could
maybe special order.
Maybe.
All right, so you got Carnaby Square with the main prize.
Right, $250, then $200 from Le Mans if you're the best group.
Which one?
For what?
Le Mans Chevrolet?
Yes. Yes, Le Mans Chevrolet Chrysler does the $200 for best group, $150 from Kincaid's for the first runner-up, $100 from a clothesline for second runner-up.
That is cash.
That's cash money.
$250, $200, that's $700.
And then we have a prize for Hairiest, April Lee from Studio 117. That's professional hair care products for Hairiest.
Hairiest.
Yep. Scariest. We will have a big variety of fun, kind of the scary, we kind of get in the theme of scary, like the fireball from McGahey's Liquor.
Like scary.
We have the Yukon Jack Wicked Hot for sexiest. So you get the gist. And so, yeah, Stephanie McGahey's awesome. We have fun picking out all the different kinds of fun liquors and beers that are appropriate for the hairball.
They probably have that stuff right now, don't they?
They do.
Out there at McGahey Liquor.
Yes. So we have tons of stuff, like Sam Adams pumpkin beer, a variety of different stuff. And we throw that in for the prizes that are for the funniest and sexiest. The farmer's daughter has a kinky couples kit for the best couple.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Woo!
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Ooh la la.
Okay, go ahead. I think we'll just skip right past that one. I'm trying to figure out what that is.
And then for farthest traveled, we have a road atlas from Doug A. Mann State Farm, and we do a car care kit from ARF, and then a gas card from NAPSIGO. So we have lots of prizes, and they're good prizes.
Can you tell me some of the past winners? Like what has won? What are some of the competitions? Relatively fierce, isn't it?